Hi, everyone. I'm Bernardo Zamora. I worked in Dev Center, which is the engine that powers the Universal Windows Store. And today, I want to talk about what the store has been doing since we last met at Build. And I also want to show you some features we're working on. And we'll talk about everything we've delivered since the last Build until the upcoming Build event. And you heard this morning from Kevin everything that's coming in the new Creators Update. So everything that you're building, all the apps that you're building, all the Win32 software, everything that you're doing for mobile, all the games that you're doing for console, all of those eventually show up in the Windows Store. So let me start with just telling you a little bit more about the Windows Store so you can see everything you're building, what's actually going to happen when it reaches your customers. So the Windows Store is the place where every app, game, even music and video and other assets show up to consumers in mobile, in PC, tablet, console, even HoloLens. So the most important thing we've done in the last few years is try to consolidate and have a universal store for everything that we do. So once you submit an app or a game, it can show up everywhere. Kevin mentioned you can build it for a platform. So all the stories where it actually enables that app to show in every single Windows 10 device, the current ones and the future ones. So all your users are actually going there and finding your game. Not only have we done this universal, complete, unique, overarching store, but also we've done a lot of effort to try to get more people into the store. So with the campaigns that the marketing team is doing, we've driven, in the last year, more than 6.3 billion impressions of apps and games. That means in searches, in Cortana, in many different places, we're surfacing, we're showing all the apps and games that you're building. And that, in turn, it's 6.3 billion opportunities to bring more customers into the store. And we're seeing the results of that. Between the Universal Store everywhere, plus the marketing efforts, we have more than 500 million visits to the store every single month. And of course, that leads to more acquisitions, that leads to more purchases, more downloads. And just an example is in-app purchase sales. Year over year, the last 12 months, just that single metric has increased 153%. So if you are using in-app purchase, you should see an increase in revenue just because of all these initiatives we've done with the store and with marketing. And we are seeing many apps actually take advantage of this. We've seen Xbox games being ported to PC. We're seeing mobile games now taking them to the PC also. This cross-pollination using Universal Windows Platform is happening because the platform is there. It doesn't take a lot of effort to take advantage of this opportunity. And this is where we are so far, but as you heard this morning, we continue to try to engage Win32 software to come to the store, AAA games, mobile games from other platforms, so we'll continue to grow the store. And what's interesting is what powers that store, first and foremost, is the Dev Center. That's the portal, that's the site where all of you developers go and manage all your apps, manage your app business, or your games, or your Win32 software. It's the same portal where we keep on evolving it, and because it's one store, every time we add a new capability, it actually applies everywhere to all of the apps and games that you're building. So the first thing I want to talk about is what we've done in that Dev Center to actually help you understand better your business. The analytic capabilities of Dev Center have improved over the last year. And I'll show you actually in a demo right now what actually you'll see in today, because most of the features are available even right now. If we can go to the demo, please. So this is the dashboard. This is the app overview. And this has been evolved constantly through your feedback. There's a feedback option on the bottom right where we receive hundreds and hundreds of different suggestions and helps us internally prioritize what are the features that we need to be building and we need to do first rather than others. So this dashboard itself and all the analytics you'll see today are primarily driven through feedback from all of you. So first thing you'll see is this dashboard that has all the different apps. So you have all the different apps that you have. You can sort them. And again, this is another request from you being able to sort them so you can quickly see which is your game or app that has had more acquisitions or more crashes or that suddenly you forgot to add it into a market. You can also go into each of the individual cells and jump directly to that feature or that value in the app. Also, we've heard, you know, I have too many apps. Many of them are in different stages. I want to know which one should I focus on. Which ones are in certification right now? So you can filter them through different status of the submission or if it's apps or games. So again, we'll give you many, many ways to go and look for specific apps and make your work more productive. Finally, the last part of this dashboard is the ability to see the most recent apps that you've managed and you touch or you've updated. So again, this is all based on feedback to try to make your life in DevCenter more productive. In addition to that, the other big question that I have apps. You all have apps, but I have apps on my own. And every single day I wake up and say, how is my business doing? Where should I focus my time on? Which app is making more money? Which is being used most or not? Which one is crashing most? So if you go to Analytics Overview, you'll be able to get a quick glance of how all your business is doing. So your top apps with most downloads, most crashes, more acquisitions, more user sessions, all of that is rapidly accessible. If you have 100 apps or if you have 3, all of that is available today. In addition to this high-level view that didn't exist before, we also have added in the last year several new reports. So let's take this, the DevCenter app, which hopefully all of you are using, is the UWP app, which allows you in your phone or your PC, your console, being able to just track the same thing you're doing in DevCenter but through an app. This example here will see installs. This is a report we added, again, because the acquisition report that we had before wasn't enough. Acquisitions only gave you the first time somebody acquired or downloaded an app. Installs give you more. So again, you're targeting an app to all platforms. So through here, you'll see for this app, how many times has it been downloaded in PC or phone or tablet or the different devices. So it gives you that granularity of device that we didn't provide before, and even granularity at the package level. So that's one example of report that we've added through your feedback. Another one is usage. Usage is the amount of number of user sessions or number of users that actually are using this app. So you can see here that daily there are around 1,000 user sessions from 300-400 different users. Again, you didn't need to add an SDK for this, and this applies to every single app and game that you're building, be it Win32, be it mobile game. But not only that, if you add the SDK, you can add custom events. This is the store SDK that Kevin mentioned this morning, provides a lot of services. This is one example, custom events. In custom events, you can actually target and mark different areas of your code to note when the code goes through there. So for example, you can mark when a page is shown, so you can see which pages are the most commonly shown, or when a feature is done, or where something is purchased. Anyone, it's your custom events. This is also shown in the usage. So you get a very comprehensive usage report that you didn't see before. The final report I want to show here as example of thing we've delivered is the real-time report. Real-time report is the ability for you to see what has happened in your app in the last hour, in the last 24 hours, so very recently. We take data near real-time and make it available for you. So acquisitions, add-on acquisitions, custom events, all of that is available near real time. So as you deliver an update, you can immediately see if it's getting more downloads or if it's getting more custom events. And we'll keep on evolving this page. This page is currently in the DevCenter Insiders only. So we're planning on adding crash reports, so you can see immediately as you release an update if it's crashing more or less than before. Okay, this is another way of giving you data more accurate, more complete, more real time to make better business decisions. If we go back to the slides, you'll see that all of these features that I mentioned here are improvements in analytics. But the last one also that I didn't show today is analytics for games targeting console. So if you are building a game, submitting it through DevCenter, and putting it in the console, you'll be able to see revenue, acquisitions, and many other data specifically for games. So again, this is how we're evolving based on the different apps and games that are coming into DevCenter. Finally, the other big area that we've done is improve productivity. I'm a PM in DevCenter. I love DevCenter. We spend all our time in DevCenter. And one of my major goals is that you don't spend time in DevCenter. We want you to be more productive. We want you to spend less time, go in, do what you need to do, and then get out. So another area of investment for Dev Center has been productivity. And the first big feature that I want to show you that we're building right now is the import-export of store listings. And Jonathan here with me is going to show you this feature. Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you, Bernardo. Good morning, everyone. I'm Jonathan Garrigue. I'm a program manager on Dev Center. And today I'm going to show you a feature that was driven by your feedback. So as Bernardo mentioned, this feedback control at the bottom of Dev Center allows you to tell us, hey, I've got a problem, I've got a suggestion, I have kudos to send. And my team, our team, we read all of this feedback. It is a very important channel for hearing from you and learning what are the features that you really want to see in Dev Center. So today, I want to show you a feature that addresses one of our main feedback themes that we hear. And that is, when you have a lot of languages supported because you have an application that is reaching a worldwide audience, the store listing is taking a really long time to configure in Dev Center. And so what I'm going to show you is an export-import function that allows you to really take what has been many, many hours of work for our world-ready applications and condense it down into a few minutes. So we hear that for a game or an app that has many languages worth of store listing, there's a lot of data in that listing. In fact, there's about 188 different fields, whether it's text strings or screenshots or videos. And so this has been a real challenge for our developers who've had to come to Dev Center, and for every language, they needed to input 188 things. So it's been taking easily over an hour per language. So we're introducing a feature to really speed that up. So you can see on this app, I've got English, which I've completed. I've uploaded some screenshots. And then I have five other languages that we're going to export. And so what this is going to do is it's going to gather all the data that I've already input for English, and it's going to give me a CSV file. And when I open that in Excel, then I can edit it right in Excel. I can add strings for any of my additional languages. I can even add another language here. I can also take the references to the images. Let me widen this column a little bit. So we've got references for all of my desktop screenshots, all of my mobile screenshots. And what I can do is I can take all of these if I want to reuse these screenshots for other languages, and I will put them in this default column. So I don't even have to copy the references into all the other languages. I just set them as the default, and when I import this... So suddenly, you know, I have about 25 screenshots for this app. When we import this, I've just saved uploading 25 screenshots across five additional languages. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back to Dev Center, and I'm going to import listings. And what I'm going to do is copy the path to one that I've finalized already. And we're going to import this listing right into Dev Center. And as you can see, we're processing the CSV file, we're getting out all the localized data, we're pulling out the references to the screenshots I've already uploaded, and we're going to reuse for other languages. And remember, this has taken our developers over an hour per language to do. And when this refreshes, we're going to have done the same task in less than 3 minutes. So there you go. All these languages are complete. So this not only saves a tremendous amount of time, it removes human error from the equation. Because another piece of feedback we've heard is, you know, I'm inputting Portuguese and Italian, but I don't necessarily speak that language. So if I have to copy and paste from some local file into Dev Center, it's just avoiding a lot of tedium and taking human error out of the equation. So that's the export-import feature. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Jonathan. So let's take, actually going back to what Jonathan was showing, we actually were working with an app that had 50 languages. And they were saying, you know, they took them 50 hours to update this. And now they're going to start to test this. And instead of 50 hours, it's going to take them probably 35 seconds. So they're extremely happy. And not only apps, but also this feature works with in-app purchase items. I personally have an app I've submitted to the store that has 420 in-app items. I gave my feedback through the feedback tool that I didn't want to spend 420 hours of submitting information, so I actually have not added all the information to this in-app purchase. So now I will be able to, as this is released very soon. So if we can go back to the deck, all these features we talked about today are features that we've released from some of them have already been released since a few months ago. Some of them are coming in the future. But what's different between the operating system and the store is that the store constantly adds features. We have monthly releases. So we release some features in 1 month, the other. So already, since the last build to today, many of the features are already available. The ones that you don't see marked on the screen are the ones that we're working on right now, and we should be delivering in the next few months to all of the developers for all of your apps. So again, every time we deliver something, it's available for Win32, it's available for HoloLens, it's available everywhere. Now, on productivity, thank you again, Jonathan. This is one of the major features we're working on. But in addition to that, to make working in Dev Center faster, we are adding and we continue to evolve a set of REST API services that allow you to interact with Dev Center without even going to the UI. We've had already developer analytics. It keeps on evolving, analytics API. We added a couple of weeks ago a response to review API. So if you have a large app with large number of reviews, you can connect your CMS system or your CRM system to that API, and then you can have someone responding on a PC all the reviews without having to go to Dev Center. Same thing for submission API. That's existed for a while. We added more capabilities, like managing published flights, managing gradual rollout, and even an open source PowerShell script store broker that allows you to use that API without having to do a lot of coding. And we'll keep on evolving. There's another one we're working on, the payout API, so you can get all the information about revenue and payout. Again, for finance, somebody could do an API, get it there, and without having to go to Dev Center. And adding more productivity, making you spend less time in Dev Center. And finally, inside our engine, we've tried to accelerate all the steps, so when you submit an app or submit a game, it goes through faster from the beginning of your submission to actually when it's live in store. We've made some improvements and we'll continue to make improvements through this calendar year to make sure your submissions go through faster. Even it could be a change of price or it could be a submission of a binary. So in addition to analytics and productivity, which is what you actually do to manage your apps and get them into the store, Dev Center also allows you to promote your app, get more eyeballs into your game or app, allows you to define how you distribute your app, and then allows you to do some things to configure how you sell your app, to give you more options to be more effective when you're selling it. So in promotion, one of the features that we've gotten most feedback about is trailers or video clips. This is the feature which you allow you to upload a short video clip and then showcase your app or game. We actually are testing that already in some games, and as soon as we feel it's reliable enough, strong enough, we'll start releasing it to every developer again in the next few months. Another one of the features that we got a lot of requests is to be able, from the Dev Center UWP app, to respond to a review. So no matter where you are, if you get a review and you need to respond, you can respond directly from the app, again, without having to log to Dev Center. And on promotions, there's the capability to buy promotions, to buy advertising in Dev Center. There's an API for that. And if you have a team that does management of promotions and campaigns, simplifies how you work with Dev Center. In addition to promoting, Dev Center, one of the primary roles is to help you manage which devices get your app, when do they get it, how do they get it. So one of the features that we released a few months ago and we continue to evolve is package flighting. Package flighting is the ability to select which user gets which binary. That's extremely powerful feature, we thought, because that allows you to test some binary, test a beta, do an alpha, or test some new features, or even update an app, but instead of sending an update to every one of your users, just do a gradual rollout to 5% of users, and if nothing breaks, then you actually continue. If something is wrong, you halt it. Well, since we released it a few months ago, we're checking last week, more than 20,000 submissions have been done using flighting. So I think the ask for you is, if you haven't used flighting, take a look at it. It's been extremely successful and extremely effective in, again, manage helping you manage how you distribute your apps and games. The other big group of features that we're working on, let's call them advanced scheduling, advanced pricing, advanced discounts, is features that typically we've heard other major developers, large AAA game developers, want to use. And that actually we're building, and we're allowing every single app and game to use it. So I think the best way of describing these features is through the demo. So moving to Dev Center, as we start releasing this feature in the next few months, we'll be able to allow you to do some things you hadn't been able to do with availability and pricing. So if we can move to the demo screen, please. Yeah. Today, there's a pricing and availability screen during your submission. It's the same one you'll see in the future. It's the same pricing and availability option. You go there. And you have some new features that allow you to many more complex configurations, advanced configurations, much more flexibility that you didn't have before. So what you had before pretty much was visibility. You can make your app searchable and available to every user, or you can actually hide it at different levels and maybe make it not acquirable. But let's say you do want to make your app visible and acquirable and ready to be used, but you don't want that to happen immediately. You want to schedule that release. So you can release it as soon as possible, or you can select specific date and time. So this is very precise date and time when that binary is going to go live. But that's just the start of the possibilities of the scheduling. Here in the scheduler, you can select when it's going to be released, when it's going to be visible, when it's stop acquisition, meaning when you don't want anyone to start using it again, could be at the beginning, could be at the end of the life cycle of your app, and when you want to hide it in the store, hide it from search. So again, it allows you to do complex scheduling configurations through the life cycle of your app and game. This is a global schedule. We also have then the ability to say, yeah, you know, I want to do something special for Canada. Canada has Boxing Day, so we want to do something special for Brazil, and then we create it, and we have another schedule specifically for that market. So it allows you very complex scheduling configurations just beyond just making it visible, and it's very precise time and day. Using the same concept, we also added more capabilities of pricing. So before you could price your app, $3. Now let's see what you can do. This is the base price of the app. Let's say it's $159. But let's change it globally because there's going to be Thanksgiving weekend. So Thanksgiving weekend, we're going to make it $99, the base price. And then you can actually, at a later date, just change it to a different price. So if you have an initial price and then a later price, you can schedule that it. You forget about it, and it will trigger at the time and date you decided. And those time and dates can be UTC, so you can precisely specify a date and time, or you can be local. We've seen many games actually say, we're going to be releasing at 9 a.m. local. So in every single market, as 9 a.m. comes in, the game is released. So that's, or in this case, the price changes. And same as before, you can do global pricing, or you can do market pricing. So, Brene, we're going to have a different pricing schedule because we see the currencies is more or less valuable, or they have more power to acquire. You can change the price just in Brene. And again, you can do a waterfall pricing, and the store goes changing and organizes all of it without having you to do anything. So you can schedule this the moment you submit your app initially. You don't have to touch it again. The next feature is called sale pricing. This is one of my favorite features that will allow you to do a lot more custom sales and deals and offers that you couldn't do before. So sales pricing is what you think is, it's a sale, it's a discount. So let's say I want to do Bulgaria this time. So let's do a special sales in Bulgaria. This is Bulgaria National Day. So you can select this game to be free in for everyone between these dates. So that's a simple one, simple discount. During this time for Brunei users, the price will be discounted, will be slashed, will strike through, and will show the new price. That all, we've seen that attracts a lot of customers. I look for deals in Thanksgiving, Black Fridays, particularly. Customers do the same thing in the store. That's the base case. The other thing we didn't have before is percentage. You can say, I want to discount it by 15%. Same thing for everyone. Now let's start to get into some more advanced scenarios. So I want to be able to give this discount not to everyone, but to my owners of my other app. This starts to get interesting. So if you have a game, a 2016 game, and now you come up with a completely different 2017 game, you can give a discount when you buy the 2017 game if you own the 2016 game. That's already there. The UI doesn't show anything about why this is a discount, so you, developer, have to explain in your marketing and your description. So you have all the flexibility to explain these discounts and offers as you want. But you have the ability to cross-reference. If you own this, you'll get this other discount. That's extremely powerful to do paid upgrades, for example, and to do custom offers. The other one is flight group. We've talked about flight group, and one of the other improvements with other flight groups is to be able to discount only for flight groups, so you can also test flight discounts. And again, you can do this by date and time. And finally, segments. If you go here in Dev Center to the very top where it says customers, you are able to create segments. Segments of users that have never purchase anything from your app, or segments of users that have purchased a lot from your app. And again, you can change the pricing, you can do discounts for only those segments of users. And this is globally. And you can imagine then you can actually create a new sale for every different market that you want. You can do global, you can do group of markets. And one variant is free to use. So you can tell users, if you buy my 2016 game, you'll be able to play for free a new version. Well, the new version comes in, and the owners of my other game will be able to play for free. They don't own it, they can play it for free. It gives you much more flexibility that you didn't have before for offers and deals. Thank you. Let's go back to the slide here. So in addition to distribution, you see we can do a lot of advanced pricing and sales. And some of these features, as I said, we've released over the last few months. The remainder ones, we're currying them, and we're going to be releasing them in the next few months. We're already starting to test in some of these games, and we'll be releasing to everyone as soon as they're reliable and solid enough. But, I mean, we're very advanced testing in pretty much everything I've shown today. So finally, everything that you do in Dev Center, every app, every game, Win32 software, ends up showing up in the Windows Store. So the Windows Store has also been working on a couple of areas. The UI is being redesigned and is updated to help you attract more customers. So the more customers that see your app and are able to get to it, the more customers that can download it. So let me actually do a demo here of some of the changes we've done for the UI here to help attract more customers and engage more customers. So we can move back to my screen. So this is going to be a short example of some of the concepts that we're working on. When the Windows Creator update goes live, you'll be able to see these changes live. But let's take Quantum Break. Quantum Break, simple game. You see this is the standard icon and four screenshots. This works, but what we've done before to make it a little bit better in acquiring customers and engaging them, is let's see another one that uses some of the new concepts we're exploring. So Dead on Rising. You see, it's a completely different UI. We've tested and we've seen that it engaged customers more if they see less distracting text, if they see some of the images. So that was one example. But more interesting is using trailers. Remember we saw trailers? Some games are already starting to use trailers. So trailers, short video clip that is live, that is playing while you're actually viewing the screen. And you can actually pause it. So it gives the user more control. But it actually... We've seen that it engages at least 30, 40 seconds more of the customer in the screen. So we want eyeballs there. We want people to see your game, to have the opportunity to see it at its best. In addition to that, I'm going to show you some other smaller enhancements, like the icon Xbox Live. So we're promoting Xbox Live, and you'll hear more about this in GDC in the coming month. And finally, the other area of improvement is this. The users, when they submit feedback, they sometimes submit feedback not related to your app or game, but related to issues with the store. So instead of rating and review, we had the option here to send feedback to the store. So we're trying to tell customers if the issues with the store itself, tell us. Don't put it in the game because the developer has no way to act upon that. So these are some of the examples of the different configurations and UI that we're testing to try to engage more of your customers. So we can go back to the slides. That's one of the areas of improvement. And the other one is how we do the layout of all the page. The page, for example, now it's designed to look different if it's an app or if it's a game. So for games, we show more UI. For apps, it shows more details of user feedback and capabilities. So those are examples that we're changing in the UI to make your users attract more. And finally, the other big area of improvement is how to simplify acquisition. We got the user, he sees the app or she sees the app. We want them to acquire super rapidly. So we've improved the purchase flow, so it takes less steps. Before, it could take up to 3 minutes for somebody that wasn't signed in and didn't have a credit card just to purchase. And now it's less than 30 seconds. And even better when we have MSA-less acquisition. You can acquire an app and game without even have to log in if it's free and has low age rating. So much faster acquisition. So finally, what's next? You've seen a sample of the features that we've been delivering. There's a lot more coming in the next couple of months. But many of them are already live. You can start using them today. So my ask to you is, first, join the Dev Center Insiders program. That way, you'll be able to preview and test some of these features and give us your feedback before they get released to everyone. Second, start using many of the features you saw today that are already available. Third, get your app ready with the SDK that Kevin mentioned today. The store will be ready to accept it as soon as the SDK is finalized. And then many of the features continue to evolve, so follow us through the Dev Center notifications as you go to the Dev Center or through the blog. You'll read everything about the new features we're delivering. And thank you very much, and I'll see you at GDC and at Build in May.